Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. The pivot. Everyone is doing that nowadays, aren't we? So let's drill down. What are the two things that we need to dig deep on for a successful pivot? Now, using our example from the post, here are two things we really need to prepare for. First up, we need to be open about changing our relationship with our buyers. Now, in her case, she used her production skills to shift from a service to a product. That is no small feat. So ask yourself, will my clients see me in a different light? Because if they have you in a box, see you in a certain way, this kind of pivot might be doomed from the beginning. Let's put that question in your strategic approach. Second, we need to be open about changing our business model. Now, at 30,000 feet, this sounds like common sense. How we made money before may not work now. But this change is bigger than it appears from above. Let's just make up some details here. If you're partnering with a larger firm, are you okay with being part of a subcontractor team? Are you really okay not being in the spotlight? Stuff to think about before you make your move. Now, as many of y'all know, I'm a look before you leap kind of person. So I like to check out all the facets of an idea before I go whole hog. These questions are sometimes not fully examined, especially if we feel pressured to pivot. But if we don't drill down on these areas, they can come back to haunt us in the middle of our implementation. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.